This is an IELTS Energy bonus episode. Explore America with us.
This summer, All Ears English is hitting the road, and we're taking you along for the ride. Follow me as I cross the country by car with a vision to cover the U.S. in 60 days. Now, let's get today's update from the road.
In today's episode, Lindsay and Jessica have a brief conversation about the amazing adventures that Lindsay is having and how motivated they are to bring this listening adventure to you.
What's up, Jessica? How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. I feel like I miss you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. It's been a while. Well, I've been gone for a week now, and I've been adventuring around the U.S. So crazy stuff going on here.
Oh, my God. So in only a week, where have you been? I feel like you've been traveling a month already.
I know. It feels like it's been way longer than a week. In terms of intensity level, too, it feels long. So
yeah,
I've been to the Catskills in New York, which is kind of a fancy like vacation spot for New Yorkers. So I got out of there quick because it was expensive.
Oh, I bet. Wait, is that like the Hamptons?
No. It's not. No, the Hamptons are on Long Island. The Catskills is in kind of more towards upstate New York, like moving into the state of New York, you know?
Okay.
About a couple hours north of New York City. So it's up there. Yeah, it was cool. All right. It was cool. I had an animal kind of try to attack my tent two nights in a row, actually.
What? like a raccoon or something?
Yeah, it was definitely a raccoon. Like it jumped on the tent and it tried to get in, but that's so scary. So I've decided to start couch surfing now instead of camping. Yeah.
Well, before you left on your trip, you were feeling kind of apprehensive about the camping by yourself anyway.
Yes.
And like when we were talking about that, I didn't even think of couchsurfing.com. I don't know why, because I used to do that too. That's such a good way to travel.
It's such a cool way. And we want to recommend it to our listeners here. It's such a cool way to meet local people. Essentially, you have a free place to stay. Or not basically, it's completely free. And people, I think the reason that people do it is that they are travelers themselves and they want to open their homes to another traveler so they can kind of relive their traveling days and talk about just to stay in the travel mentality. Cause I think it's easy to slip out of that mentality, you know?
Oh, for sure. Well, that's one of the whole reasons why you're taking this trip, right? Cause you felt like that passion for travel had been lost. It was just dormant. And you like missed that excitement.
Yeah. And I'm really starting to feel this sense of aliveness kind of coming back, you know, after really just staying in Cambridge for 5 years. it's coming back. So I feel good. You know, I feel very alive. It's, you know, it's intense, but it's a feeling of aliveness for sure. Yeah.
But I can, hear it in your voice. I mean, as you called me today, I could hear a difference from now, just from like a couple weeks ago, the last time we recorded.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, it's like, there's a renewed energy there.
Yeah.
You know, and I could hear it. That's what travel does. That's why you're doing this. And that's why we want to use this passion, this excitement, this new energy to create something for students.
You got it. Exactly. And so that's what we're doing. So just to summarize for our listeners here, guys, I'm going around the U.S. this summer and I'm doing video interviews to show you guys different aspects of the U.S., different accents, different people, different flavors. There's so much variety in this country. It's incredible, Jessica. It is amazing. Yes.
There's so many places I haven't even been in America. I've been to so many countries, but it's kind of embarrassing how few places I've been in the States. So you were in the Catskills.
Okay.
Which was a little pricey, like out in the middle of nowhere, but like hoity-toity posh campers.
Yeah.
And where'd you go after that?
Okay. So after that, I drove through New York State, which by the way is pretty down and out. I was surprised. I mean, it is kind of getting into the Rust Belt, right? So it's getting into that area that's really just quite poor, this part of the U.S. So I drove about 6 hours through the state of New York to Ithaca, New York, where Cornell University is.
And, okay. That was a good interview. That was an interesting video. Yeah. It's watching that video. So Lindsay, interviewed two seniors, like they're going to graduate from Cornell. Mm-hmm. And it just their ease of life with carrying their conversation, right? Just like, yeah, you know, it's expensive, but my parents paid for it. So I think it's worth it because I networked with some people, traveled through Guatemala, and I was like, oh my God, long ago.
It's so true. It's like, yeah, I'm $200,000 in debt, but you know, no problem. Well, it's kind of like you know, once you've made an investment and you're about to complete this investment, you're not going to go and say, oh, it wasn't worth the money, right? It's kind of
of course.
I think it's a psychological bias. We can't do that. And sleep well at night. We have to say it was a good investment. And maybe it was. I mean, Cornell is an Ivy League school. You know, it's debatable. Yeah. And that's a big debate in our country right now. And I'm hoping to engage more with college kids and go to more college campuses and ask those questions a bit more to get at that, right? Is it just the Ivy League university that's worth it, or is it all kinds of universities? Is college education higher ed going out of style? Like, what's happening, you know?
You know, I really feel like it kind of is. I am meeting so many more young people these days who aren't just doing what everyone did when we were going to school, you know? You graduate from high school, people don't take gap years, really, at least they didn't used to, and then you go straight to university. But kids are more laid back about it now. Like, maybe they'll take some time off and then they'll go to community college for a couple years. And you know what? I've taken some community college classes, and my professors in community college, I liked better than the ones in university. They have life experience. They're like real people that you engage with. So this is a huge, huge topic in the States and all over the world. But I think what are your motivations for creating this listening course is to bring topics that are American, these topics that are what we're worrying about these days, and also what we're positive about, of course, but this is real. Like, we want to talk about real stuff with real Americans. And so you guys can get into the target culture in a way that you can't in any other course. America isn't just like tourist attractions and like rich blonde people on beaches or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's and actors. I don't know. It's so much more.
No, there are very poor parts of the country. And that's why I'm up here in the Rust Belt now. I mean, right now I'm in kind of a leafy suburb of Grand Rapids, but you know, in the city of Grand Rapids, like as I was driving through it yesterday, I was like, whoa, I'm staying here. I got scared, honestly. I was in a neighborhood that is gentrifying, but it's like at the very beginning of it. It's kind of like Bed-Stuy in like 2004, Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn. I'm not sure if people would know that reference. Anyways, it's an early gentrifying city. So I didn't know if it was safe or not, but I was staying with these couch servers and I just took their word for it because they had bought a house there.
If you're traveling in this unknown place, that is already dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I think this might be a surprise to our listeners that there are a lot of cities, especially where you're traveling through now and in the South, there are a lot of cities that are dangerous, you guys. Like, the water isn't safe to drink in Flint, Michigan. Yeah. I mean, these are things that we don't think happen in the States, but couch surfing is the way to go. Like you said, like, these are the site vouches for people, you know, it's proven safe to stay with these people. You can trust them, and they're going to tell you where you can go and where not to go. So Lindsay, a couple times you've mentioned the term Rust Belt. What is that? Hi guys, Jessica here. Just wanted to invite you on the adventure. Please go to allearsenglish.com/SeeAmerica. That's SEE America. Please come with us.
Well, so this is the area of the U.S. that used to be where all the big the American car manufacturers were, right? GM. There's a city named Pontiac, right around here.
Oh my God.
A little further north. And that was where the Pontiac car brand came from. Flint, Michigan had car. So I did an interesting interview last night with some couch here in Grand Rapids. And the guy I was talking to is kind of a, he is a supporter of Flynn. Like, he wants to show a positive side of it. So he had some good things to say about it. He doesn't like the fact that everyone's always so down on Flynn. And so he did some good things about it. So the course, our video footage here will have different perspectives on Flynn. But
awesome.
Basically, he one interesting statistic he told me that I need to double check was Flint in like the late 70s was one of the wealthiest cities in the U.S. And at this point, it's one of the poor, like probably the one of the poorest, one of the very poorest. And it's just incredible how something, a city can move from being in that place to this place.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. The boom that Flint and Detroit experienced in the 70s and the, you know, the car era, before globalization hit, right? Yes. I mean, these are all factors, but that boom is amazing. I remember I wrote, a writing textbook last year and one of the sample articles I did was about Detroit. So I did all research into it.
Oh,
and the boom was amazing. The influx of money, the jobs, everyone had a job.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not hard to get a job. And when you did, it was secure, you know?
Yes.
And and compare that with today, it's amazing. So I really, it's awesome that you're getting both sides though, because you know what? If you, like you said about spending all that money on college and then talking bad about it, it's the same thing. Like if you're choosing to live your life in an area, I hope that you can find a positive reason to stay.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's fascinating, you know, talking to these people, and there's so much to discover. It's incredible. Oh my God.
So, Lindsay is doing all of the legwork, all of the legwork, tire work, bicycle work, however you're going to get around the whole United States. You're doing all of this and really putting yourself out there to talk to real Americans about the things that really matter to us. And these are issues that don't get put in textbooks. These are, you don't even see this stuff in international newspapers. You're not going to find the stuff. It is local, but it's real. And that's really what we keep coming back to as we're developing this listening course, is we want it to be real. We want real English. Yeah. So you guys can understand the conversations you're in with native speakers. That's of course the first goal for you guys. But for us also, I mean, as Americans, we want you guys to understand more about our culture and our country and what it's really like to live here for a variety of people, not just people in Portland and Boston and New York and LA. Those are outliers.
Yeah.
That's on the coast. What, there's this whole middle. Like, what the heck happens in the middle? I don't even know.
One thing I'm finding interesting is I'm building my interview skills. It's always interesting how, I'll start a conversation with someone, or I'll ask them if I could take their photo because I think they look interesting or something. And it's usually after I turn the video camera off, that something great comes up in the conversation. You know, that's the hard part. It's like people automatically kind of put on their on camera face and their on camera way of speaking. And then as soon as the camera goes off, the real good stuff comes on. So that's something that I'm struggling with, I need to find a way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to bring out that non-camera, that real, that real persona, like the on camera? Have you found a way to do that yet?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Just, I think last night, you know, the people that I was staying with, this guy, as I told you, his name was Andrew here in Grand Rapids. He was already talking about Flynn. He had a lot to say about the Rust Belt. I was like, hey man, can I turn on the camera? Do you mind? And he was completely raw and authentic. It's a very cool video. I'm really looking forward to sharing that video. And he was a smart guy. He's a special ed teacher, actually. They're both educators.
Interesting.
So that one will be pretty raw. And I think it'll be a variety of, you know, everyone's different in terms of the way they react to a camera in their face. So I'm trying to get, I just interviewed an older man on the street here in this leafy suburb here. And he was, we're talking a bit about politics and things. And I think he was a bit more real just because, you know, he's, kind of, you know, in his own sort of world there.
But, awesome. that's another thing that, will have to come through in your videos, is that, the thing I'm most proud of about our country is the freedom, the freedom to be who you are, no matter if I agree with it or not, say what you want to anybody at any time, really. and you have too, but I've lived in a lot of other countries, and that, even in democratic countries that have had this freedom for years, they're still way older than us. Other countries are way older than us. And that those rules of tradition cannot be shunned. They can't be mm-hmm. shaken off. Whereas we're such a young country, we just invented stuff as we went along. Yep. And you will not meet as many crazy people, like crazy in a good way, usually, nowhere in the world will you meet the variety of independence as you do in the States. And I love it. Sometimes I don't like it, right? If it's like in my face, but hey, I respect it. Do your thing. Exactly. And that's going to come through in this course. So guys, Lindsay's doing all the legwork. She's meeting lots of interesting people, some crazies, some smarts, all over the map. And it's my job this summer to look at these videos, sort of choose, I think, the most powerful one, the one that resonates with me every week. And I'm going to develop, a listening exercise based on this. So you can, every video is worth watching, of course, but I really hope that you check out these exercises I'm going to make and give us some feedback as well. I mean, do you want me to put in more vocabulary questions? Do you want more reflection questions? I'm big on the reflection questions.
Right. Yeah. And the thing that's going to be a bit different about these videos and this course that, again, we'll be building, guys, in the fall when I get back is that, the listening conditions are not going to be perfect. I have a really good professional Rode mic that I sit on top of the camera and it points and it's a shotgun mic. So it does pick up very, very well. But at the same time, the listening conditions are never perfect. I'm out on the street and I'm in Starbucks. I'm here, I'm there. So I'm at festivals, on the road, whatever. So we're giving you guys the most realistic, authentic, possible listening environment that you're going to get if you come here to the States and you try to get by. And a lot of you guys have told us that, you can understand our podcast just fine, but when it comes to watching Saturday Night Live or something on TV or even coming to the US, you struggle, and we want to help you get over that hump. So that's really the basic goal, one of the big goals of this material this summer.
Exactly. When we started talking about this course and I was explaining it to a friend because I was so super excited about it, like so super stoked. And she's not an ESL. She's not a teacher. She's a stay-at-home mom, actually. And she was saying that she was at a wedding the week before and everyone was American except this one German woman who had lived in America for years, had perfect English, but she still could not understand everything in the conversation around her.
It's
so frustrating. And this is our goal. This is our hurdle, guys. Yes. We want you to really get it. We want you to be able to be in real situations. And that's your goal too. Or else why are you you're not studying to understand an ESL podcast. You're studying to get into the target culture, right? Exactly. And so this is how it could happen.
Yep. That's it. This is just really renew this meeting today. Our conversation today really renews my motivation. I mean, I'm super motivated already, but it really even pushes me over the top in terms of motivation for you guys. Awesome. I'm so excited to bring this footage to you guys. And so the way that you guys can go ahead and get into this kind of special VIP list of people who are going to get the videos delivered by email, guys, and you're also going to get these listening exercises to get a sneak peek into the course for the fall, you want to go to allearsenglish.com/SEE America. So it's /SEE America. Okay. So when you opt in there, guys, you'll be on my email list and we'll go ahead and we'll send you these listening activities whenever new ones come out, probably once a week. And we'll keep in very close touch. So you won't miss a thing, guys.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Please check that out, guys. And Lindsay, you're doing an amazing job. I know that you're just in the beginning. You're just like discovering the sort of style you want and how to ask the questions and who you want to talk to, really. Like who's going to make an interesting interview. So we go along with this immense project, like it's massive.
It's huge.
Like it's really, it's really ambitious. And as we go along, Lindsay is also, like she said, learning a lot, and the videos are just going to keep getting more amazing and more amazing. And I'm already fascinated. Like I said, that Cornell video was really cool for me to watch. So I'm already enjoying the videos and I know you guys will too.
Awesome. Very cool. So guys, next I'm headed through Detroit. I'm going to Detroit tonight. I'll be doing a couch surfing stint in Detroit for a night. And then I'm hoping to stop by in Flint or stay the night in Flint. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. I really hope so. This is a side of America that nobody really talks about.
No, right? It's true. Even if you're most people, if they were building a course like this, they would go to the sunny, nice places in California, which I hope to go to also. Don't get me wrong. I want to be on the West Coast and enjoy the PCH and all that good stuff. But we really want to bring you guys the real raw U.S. And this is it.
Yeah.
So after that, I'll be headed up into the Upper Peninsula and down into Wisconsin. So good stuff coming at you guys every week. So get on the list. Go to allearsenglish.com/seeamerica and sign on and follow this journey, guys. Let's do this together.
So fun. I'm so stoked. All right, Lindsay, I really hope you get to go to Flint. I'd really love to see that footage.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, Jessica, this has been super fun. Thanks for chatting with me today, and I'll see you very soon.
Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Enjoy your travels.
All right, I'm back on the road. Take care, Jessica.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.